Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the People Matters radio show, Talking Matters. I'm your host, Savita Vijayan. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're really grateful to have so many listeners to our program this afternoon. This is our second episode of the third season of the Talking Matters radio show, bringing to you leaders who are transforming the face of HR and business with their work. It's such a pleasure to bring to you live on our program to learn about their journeys, their learnings, and their message for the community. Before I introduce you to our guest for today, I'd want to just pause a little and let you know a little bit more about where you can reach us on Talking Matters. Let me remind you, the show can be followed on Twitter using the hashtag #TalkingMatters3. That's the season 3. That's #TalkingMatters3. Please share your comments and post your questions so I can take them live on the show on air. Today we have with us on the show Prateek Kumar, CEO, Wipro Infrastructure Engineering. Prateek has spent initial years in the IT business before taking over the mantle of HR leadership of the corporation in 2002. Prateek assumed leadership of Wipro Infrastructure Engineering as its CEO in July 2010. Wipro Infrastructures Engineering underwent in his leadership has focused in a lot of efforts in scaling up its nascent businesses in aerodynamics and defense and water, which would be strong platforms for the future of the engineering company. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, Prateek. Welcome, Prateek.
Thank you, Savita, and good afternoon to you. It's my pleasure to be here. And good afternoon to all the other listeners who have taken time and trouble to dial in. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Before we dive into the show, Prateek, we are very eager to know, how are you feeling right now?
Very good. And I'm very excited to be participating in a format which is slightly different from what I'm used to, but really looking forward to it, Savita.
Super, super. We'll start with the first question straight away into our discussion. Listeners, remember to submit your questions on Twitter using the hashtag #TalkingMatters3 as we will continuously take questions from Twitter as we go along. So we'll start with the first question. So what are some of your early influences in your life that shaped you who you are today, Prateek?
So Savita, I think it has got a lot to do with the surroundings in which, you know, I grew up. And so my father was in a government job, transferable, so would keep moving every few years from one town to the other. And I grew up in small towns. And in those small towns, in those dusty lanes, very early on, I learned meaning of friendship, resilience, what camaraderie meant, being able to do more with fairly less, and I'm talking about those early days in early 70s. Mm-hmm. And what was remarkable was with no filters of any kind. I mean, I would not know people I was playing with from what background did they come from, whether they came from affluent background and they were simple folks. I mean, we just went there and we just engaged and interacted with each other. So today what gets spoken about as, you know, being able to embrace diversity of all kinds, I mean, to me in those days, those were the early lessons. Being able to move from one city to the other and fairly frequently, it also allowed me to, taught me to be able to adapt and also to be responsible for one's action. And as it very often happens in those days and in those small cities, there are very few distractions, and because of that, you know, your own only window to the world very often are the books, and that was something which I would have lent on quite a bit. And when I look back, I think to a very large extent, books, in addition to whatever I spoke about, were great influence in my formative years. And as I move into my professional journey, without doubt, having been able to join an organization like Wipro, it has had a huge, huge influence. And, of course, fantastic set of managers who I've actually got to work with over the years.
Wow, great, super. What the following question to this, what got you where you are today? So what are the ingredients of success as a leader?
So I think there are several things. So first of all, you know, success has its own definition. So I do not know by what measure one can actually refer to it as that. But for any professional and for all those who are dialing in, I mean, we all would have had, you know, many achievements which we feel good about. And there are many things which actually go into making who you are. And when I reflect on my own career journey, I do think that fair degree of discipline and being able to stay the course, it has certainly helped me over the years. And, you know, there are many other enabling qualities which do help individuals and professionals from time to time. But I think just being able to be focused and consistently so, it does go a long way. If I may just add, there are one or two other things which I also feel do help, and at least in my career journey it has. One, of course, is, you know, you're just your own willingness to be able to learn from whoever can teach you, and this belief that, you know, there is something to learn from everyone. So it's almost like you've got to actually have a certain healthy disregard towards what you know or what you think you're capable of. And it just allows you to keep raising your own bar from time to time. And last, in this context, I would like to say is that just being open to feedback from whoever can actually share. I mean, there's a old Mark Twain saying which says that if three people are telling you you're drunk, you lie down anyway. So you've got to actually have a healthy regard for others' opinions. So it's critical to have self-belief, but equally critical to be able to listen to others and their own opinion as well. So if I just put together, these were some of the things which I believe have actually helped me, and that's something which I value and hope to continue with it going forward as well.
Wow, so discipline and learning from everyone has been one of your, you know, one of your key ingredients. It's beautiful. Another follow-up to this. So what is one of the key lessons you learned along the way?
There would be several, but, you know, in leadership role, if I may, I think one key learning is that leadership is tested not in good times, but in challenging times. It's really the adversity which really tests you out as a leader. It makes you stand out, how you deal with it, how you're able to control just the pressure points, how effectively are you being able to just play the role of a shock absorber for the organization, not allowing to actually spill it all over. And some of the best of the leaders begin to falter when the fault lines of their own leadership begin to show in challenging and adverse times. And real leaders really make a mark in those situations. And, you know, I was just going through, we have our operations in Chennai. And we all know what's happening over the last 1 week. The entire nation seems to be consumed by, the situation there. And we have a plant. And we have a remarkable leader there who, for the last 3 days, despite all the trouble which we have had, it's a little away from Chennai, has been able to keep the plant running. I mean, to me, it's a great example. It's just going back to the point I was saying, when I reflect on good leaders shine through in difficult times. The second, if I may, Savita, very quickly, I do think a quality which, and a lesson I have learned is that if people have the basic humbleness to accept that one does not know enough, right? And if there is an ability to learn from anyone, I believe you'll never stop growing. And when I look around examples of successful leaders within Wipro or from other walks of life, I mean, this is one remarkable trait. You will see it consistently. Just the sheer humility and humbleness to be able to just reach out to anyone who can actually teach you something. And there is always something to learn from someone else.
Wow, so very, very beautifully said, Prateek. Right now, we are in conversation with Prateek Kumar, CEO of Wipro Infrastructure Engineering. Tweet your questions on your Twitter handle using the hashtag #TalkingMatters3, or you could email me your questions as well if you're not on Twitter at savita.vijayan@peoplematters.in. Prateek, you know, with all the places that you have been to in your young age, and books have been your early influencer, and you being a disciplined and a, you know, learning from everyone kind of a person. So, what has been your greatest struggle as a leader, and how do you manage that?
So you're right. I mean, the younger days, life in a very poetic way was very simple and uncluttered, right? So one has attempted and tried to actually keep it that way. But as you begin to plow your way into the in the trenches of leadership, you realize many a times that it's a lonely walk, right? And many of the struggles you actually go through, you have to deal with it pretty much with yourself. And and you have a larger organization responsibility, right? And there is a need for you to, you know, just hold it within you and not to let that, you know, your part of emotion, what you experience, the highs and the lows, to get so evident to the rest of the organization where it can have an impact which is not desirable, right? So I think that. And that's not simple. You know, all of us at the end of the day are normal human beings, and there will be occasions where you end up demonstrating that part of it. How best one is able to deal with it, I think that's where one leader or good leader gets differentiated from the other. I have in the past occasionally struggled with it, but I guess with experience, it just helps you along. The second aspect, if I may, is, you know, there is so much which is happening around, and there's not a single day which goes by where you don't read about either in terms of disruptive technology and what the future could be doing to your own business, right? And my worry as a leader is that whether I'm being able to keep pace with what's happening around or not, because if I'm not able to keep pace and if not being able to just be on top of these evolving trends, it means that I may actually miss out in being able to guide and give direction to my own organization. And in somewhere along, I may just not be adding the kind of value which I need to as a leader. So I think these would be the two which I think would be the aspects where all leaders struggle with. I mean, this in my own journey I have, but with time, with experience, I guess we just, our ability to deal with it only gets better.
Very true, very true. With this, we have one question that's come in my inbox, which is talking about the, with respect to your early days. So when you took up the first step in the ladder and took the managerial position, what were the key challenges that you faced, and how did you tackle them?
I think, and that's a very interesting transition point for all managers, right? And, you know, you begin to realize that what you were doing earlier yourself, rolling up your sleeves, getting into the trenches, wanting to do all by yourself, today you have a team you're responsible for. Right. So how you empower them, how you delegate work to them, how you hold them accountable, how you review the progress, and when the task gets accomplished, it's really the team which is doing it, and you as a manager is just, you know, just directing and guiding them. That to me is a crucial and a key transition where a lot of us struggle with, and that's the reason why there is so much of focus in organizations just helping people to make this transition from being an individual contributor to a manager in a lot more seamless manner. So I really think that is what I experience as well. And as it happens, since you mentioned, I was in the initial years in IT. Remarkable. In IT, if anything, the responsibilities for you to lead or manage, it comes considerably earlier before you think you are ready for it. Right? Mm-hmm. So you got to be willing for it, for sure, but you also got to be ready for it. And many a times, you're thrown at the deep end, right? And it's largely driven by how this industry has operated. And that, at a younger age, it becomes even a little more difficult to be able to make that transition smoothly.
Very true, very true. So it is, Pratik, do you have a stop doing list or a not to do list, that, and what falls in it?
Yeah, so I think all of us get wiser, Savita, right, with experience. So there are a few things which I certainly, you know, keep it in front of me, mm-hmm. things which would fall into that bucket. Mm-hmm. And one for sure is that, do not seek shortcuts. And as I say, and as we experience, if you go for shortcuts, likelihood of you losing the way is also fairly great, right? Because it doesn't help. Something which is giving you a sense of more temporary achievement may not be able to sustain. And that's something which gets drilled into, at least in advantage of me having worked for some exceptional managers right through my career. That was one quality which was remarkable. And if there was one aspect I learned from them, is just this. I mean, the shortcuts do not allow you to have sustained success. The second, as a leader, I think it's so important, and especially for a lot of HR professionals who are listening in, that never, never commit what you cannot deliver, right? And that's a very delicate balance. You know, you very often get thrown into situations where you have to manage the situation at that point in time. And there is an easy way out and there is a tougher way out, right? And you got to actually make that call. And I know of several such situations and examples where one may have been able to buy peace at that point in time by stating something which you have not been able to live up to. What you end up doing in the process, that you make a remarkable dent to your own personal credibility. And at the end of the day, all of us as professionals, what do we work for? We work for being able to earn the trust and credibility of our fellow professionals, right? And right. If that does not happen, you considerably weaken the plank on which, you know, you build your own entire professional career. And third is my own, you know, it's a personal one. I just think that as you go higher up in the hierarchy, and it's a wise advice, do not take yourself too seriously, right? The titles come, you know, a lot of other responsibilities will come along, but you have to be able to realize that, you know, that's largely because of the larger organization behind you, and equally important, a very solid team which is backing you up. So for good reason why people say it, and that's something which I deeply, deeply believe in, that you don't have to take yourself too seriously.
Wow, that's a very very wonderful not-to-do list that you have. No shortcuts, never commit what you cannot deliver, and don't take yourself very seriously when you are going up the ladder. With this, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Talking Matters program, a monthly radio show. Our guests on the show are successful and inspiring leaders who tweet. You could tweet your questions on the Twitter handle #TalkingMatters3. Right now, we're in conversation with Prateek Kumar, CEO, Wipro Infrastructures Engineering. Prateek, I'd like to take one question from Twitter that we have at the moment. So you have moved from HR to business so gracefully. So should other HR leaders also take the plunge?
So it's a very personal thing. I would not make people believe that getting into a business role is necessarily a point of arrival for all professionals. If you want to do it, I think it's great, wonderful. Start working towards it. But certainly it's not a must. It's not a must in my view. I think even before you are ready for it, you have to be willing for it, and for good reason. If people are wanting to look at business role, you have to ask yourself, why do you want to actually look at it? Is it the title on the card, or you just think that these are the guys who actually are the prime drivers in the organizations? So if those are the elements, I would really urge people to actually think again, right? Mm. Why one would do that. But that aside, Savita, if I have to just reflect on, today's HR, I think the extent of exposure professionals have, the kind of work and the demands being put on them, and through that, the ease of technology uses, the kind of analytics which I see today my colleagues in HR, they deal with, them being so closely involved and engaged in business discussions, partnering so effectively. I think such transitions in days ahead, we will see many more of such seamless transitions, and it may not just appear to be so unique and distinct that HR professional has moved into business role. I mean, no one talks about finance professional moving into business role. It's almost seemed to be a natural transition. Why should it be very different from an HR professional? I mean, you've got to understand that the demands of each role is different. And as long as you accept that and acknowledge that, and yes, there are certain skills you have to be working on just to be able to get ready for it, go for it. But do it for the right reason, and not just because it just sounds more glamorous thing to do, or it's just seen as that, you know, you're more arrived in your own professional career by making such transitions. I have huge respect and regard for people who have stayed on in a function, and I think the impact they have been able to make on their own respective organizations have been far deeper and far more impactful than many other business leaders I know of, right? Mm. So it has to actually do with what you wish to do.
Great. I want to take another question from Twitter by Tuba Mudassir. As a business leader now, what are some of the key skills you think are imperative for HR professionals?
If you can just repeat that again, Savita.
Sure. As a business leader now, what are some of the key skills you think are imperative for the HR professionals? It's a must.
I think without doubt, your business understanding, your financial and commercial acumen, is something one will have to work on. I mean, that to me is. It's almost taken as given that you have to be able to have it to be able to make a difference. That's one. I just feel, and I have actually argued in another forum, in another platform, I do think that HR professionals could be better prepared to be able to handle business leadership role. And ask me why? Because at the end of the day, as leaders, what do I actually see myself doing on an ongoing basis? My job, to a very large extent, is to be able to create very impactful teams, be able to drive change, be able to just, set the right cultural tone in the organization, and of course, drive a certain accountability right through the organization. And I just think that given the nature of exposure and what good HR professionals end up doing, I think that's a huge part of learning which can easily get applied in business role as well. So if I just put all these aside, I think what clearly at the core needs to be there, your deep appreciation and understanding of business, your commercial and financial comfort, which needs to be there because that's inevitable. I mean, you have day in and out, you'll keep getting exposed to it. But that aside, what a business leader is expected to do on an ongoing basis is something which I think HR professionals get well exposed to, right? And I think it's a huge advantage, without naming, compared to many other functions who do not have that advantage of being able to drive things in a business role as what you get exposed to in an HR role.
Great, great. This is a wonderful answer. I hope Subha's question is completely answered. I have one question which is very interesting. I understand the time is ticking. We have another 4 minutes to go, but I really want to ask this question which is dropped in my inbox, which is what keeps you motivated and what keeps you going? What's next for you?
So, I've been lucky and fortunate. And for me, somewhere along in the earlier part of the discussion, I like to keep things simple and uncluttered. What motivates me is being able to have the opportunity to create something new. And fortunately, I have that canvas. And I enjoy that confidence of my leaders who are there to mentor me. Right, and I think that's a huge motivation. When I realize that I enjoy the trust of my manager and of my 2,000 plus colleagues in the organization who are my team members, that to me is a great motivator. Right, and at the end of the day, what I was sharing with you, Savita, is more than anything else. It's not about what you clock as in terms of the size of the organization's revenue, profitability, all that people forget. And as a professional and as someone who's building one's career, what the question one needs to ask is, what do you actually work for? At the end of the day, is to be able to earn the trust and respect of your colleagues. Mm-hmm. And if you get an opportunity to be able to do that and feel it on an ongoing basis, I think it makes all the trouble, all the hard work, all the struggle, and 3 hours of commute in Bangalore worth it.
Super. We just have 2 more minutes to go, but I'd like to really ask you this one last question before we wind up the show. What is the advice you'd like to give your younger self? Anything in particular that you think? Anything for your younger self?
So I would say, read more, which I wish I had done, right? The opportunity was there, but when I reflect, I could have certainly done more. Mm-hmm. Travel more. I think it really, really helps you engaging people and situations a lot more. I mean, it just builds a certain perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And in my earlier part of my professional journey, I would say learn to ask more questions, even if it sounds stupid to you. I mean, it's okay. No one minds, right? So really, if I would act to categorize it, read more, travel more, learn to ask questions, even if it appears to be stupid.
Wow, that was wonderful. This has been absolutely thrilling. I wish I had another 12 to 15 minutes so that we could take some more questions which have come on Twitter. But the time has just passed by. Pratik, it has been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. You have been a fantastic guest and a very big thank you.
Thank you all, and thanks once again to all my friends and fellow professionals who took the time and trouble to dial in. I hope it was useful. And thanks, Savita. I really enjoyed speaking to you.
Pleasure, pleasure. Thank you so much all for sharing your thoughts, your questions, and identifying the key takeaways from our session today to the larger audience with so much of generosity. Thank you everyone for tuning in today live on air. Look forward to tuning in again next month with Piyush Mehta, Senior Vice President, Global Human Resource for Genpact. As we close our radio show today, we wish you a very great and an inspiring day ahead. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.